Chapter 12, How to Clear Emotional Blockages. Accepting Emotions or Blocking Emotions. Anger and other negative emotions, resentment, disappointment, etc., are very intrusive for us. These emotions teach us what we don't want in life. If we listen, we can learn. Then we can look to the opposite of what we don't want, which nearly always is what we do want. So look at these negative emotions as wonderful gifts to us. We created the conditions of our life that led to these negative emotions. Certain lessons need to be learned, and then we can rise above these emotions into more positive ones. Unfortunately, this often isn't what we do. We deny and suppress the emotion out of fear and misunderstanding, and this leads to emotional blockages. These blockages are real and affect us physically, mentally, spiritually, and socially. The only time you should focus on what you don't want. There are times that you do need to realize and even accept what you don't want. This is when you have a negative energy or blockage that you need to clear. If you try to block what you really feel and suppress your emotions, you will not be as successful at holocreation. Your energy will be divided or not flow properly. How do you know if you have a blockage? When you feel really stuck on not wanting something, you need to release. When you feel a grasping sense of urgency to get out of a situation, you need to release. When you are fearful and frustrated, you also need to release. When you're taking things personally, you need to release this energy. When you have the above feelings, let yourself feel what you feel. Recognize that you don't want this particular situation or event. Ask what it means for you. This questioning will lead you to your beliefs. Some of your beliefs may need changing. Write down your feelings and beliefs on a sheet of paper. Let yourself fully feel what you feel, even if you feel sad, inferior, stupid, guilty, or trapped. Feel this with the purpose to let it flow, to let it release. Emotions are in motion and will change into something else if you let them flow rather than blocking them. Then, after a couple of minutes, release it. Take the sheet of paper and burn it or shred it. Then go ahead with your holocreation session, focusing on what you want. What you don't want has been released. Expand a teaching emotion list. Instead of negative emotions, we will call these the teaching emotions, for that is what they really are. They are gifts to help us learn our lessons while in this existence. Anger, fear, and resentment let us know that we need to make changes. They let us know that our present beliefs and actions aren't working for us. Some of these negative emotions are abandoned, abused, accused, adrift, afraid, aggravated. More samples of these negative emotions can be found on page 45 of I Create Reality. As you write your thoughts and feelings during a clearing exercise, be specific. Our language has so many words, listed above, to describe emotions because each one has shades of meaning. Yes, there is a lot of overlap between emotions, but being specific will help you know yourself. Feeling criticized is much different than feeling defiled. Feeling merely unfulfilled is not the same as feeling worthless. Try to target the intensity of the emotion you feel also, and find a word that describes what you are feeling. Feeling anxious is much less intense than feeling terrified. Emotions in motion. As the name indicated, emotions are actually in motion. They will flow into other emotions if we let them. Do not be scared of your emotions, or this will block and suppress them. Finding the proper name for your emotion, whether it's abandoned, abused, or accused, is the first step. This is so important, and from my counseling work, I know that most people are very unskilled in identifying and naming what they feel. Once you can name your emotion and accept it, then you can learn from it. When you understand the situation and why you respond in that way, then the emotion will flow easily into a more positive emotion.